Hachette Audio presents The Paradox, written and read by Charlie Fletcher.
For Domenica, ever the loveliest of paradoxes. Wildfire rules all. Heraclitus, Fragment 64. Fire lives the death of air, and air lives the death of fire. Water lives the death of earth, earth that of water. So says Heraclitus, the ancient philosopher of flux and flame so beloved of the alchemists. He believed this eternal fire was the key to the cyclical process of transmutation, both the creative spark and the destructive conflagration, changing the elements into one another so that, as Diogenes Laertius attests, the world is alternatively born from fire and again resolved into fire in fixed cycles to all eternity, and this is determined by destiny. Finding themselves guardians of a fragment of the original wildfire, the Free Company for the Oversight of London have not been satisfied with leaving so potentially destructive a force to the vagaries of that destiny, but have devoted great effort and cunning to keeping it safe and contained. Indeed, of all the arcane duties involved in the oversight's responsibility for keeping the balance between the natural and the supernatural worlds, this has been the keystone, or, as it were, the fulcrum on which the balance depends. There are those who believe the wildfire did not come from this world at all, but from another sphere, whence it escaped, and to which it is inexorably drawn back, whence its volatility. A sphere now rendered dark.